Well, as we like to say, this show is live and you never know what's going to happen. And Roberto Battaglia is joining us on the line. Hello there.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm amazing.
I could imagine that, right? Now, let's rewind. We've got to tell everybody. In Canada, everybody knows your name already. You were the 10-year-old contestant on America's Got Talent. You wowed the judges. You got the golden buzzer. You're going to the live shows. Did I miss anything?
No, you didn't. You pretty much got everything.
Oh, boy. So I have to tell you, I heard that your phone has been blowing up since the show aired. Mine has as well, because,
yes,
well, yours has and mine has. So you've made my phone go, because I've been covering AGT for 10 years in LA, but I'm from Winnipeg. And so when everybody heard that you're Canadian, they thought of me and they said, you've got to get her on the show. So I did. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I've got to ask you, it's been a few days, but what's your life been like?
Well, my life has been chaotic, blowing up with messages and phone calls. It's just amazing seeing all the wonderful comments and messages people are sending me. These days are just unforgettable.
Yeah. Okay. So everybody watched you perform Shallow from A Star Is Born. So I need to know the song choice. Why did you pick that one?
Well, I picked that song because, I mean, it all started when I saw the movie. And, the song was just amazing, and Lady Gaga is one of my idols, and I think she has a great voice. She's also one of my biggest inspirations. So, when I sing that song, I really felt it, and I couldn't help but learn it. So that's why it was one of my song selections for my audition for AGT.
So your phone's been blowing up. Have you heard from Lady Gaga? I have to know.
Well, I haven't heard from Lady Gaga, but, whatever the future holds, we don't know yet.
There's still time.
Hopefully she will. I'm hoping.
Yeah.
But
she's she's probably got a lot of messages like you. She's going through her phone. She'll get to it. You know, we saw you get a little bit nervous and emotional on the stage before the performance. Do you remember what you were thinking in that moment when you looked out at the crowd?
Well, actually, a lot of people are telling me this, but I wasn't really nervous. It was more of an emotion. Just, seeing the wonderful crowd and the wonderful audience, the judges, also including Terry Crews. I mean, it was so emotional, and it's always been my dream since I was a very little girl. And, it was just, I felt so overwhelmed with excitement to perform in front of Heidi, Sophia, Simon, and Howie, and Heidi, and everybody. I mean, it was so exciting.
Well, I do know that your mom was pretty nervous. I was just talking to her for a brief moment. How is she doing now, though?
Well, my mom, actually, she was also, I think she was more nervous than me. But, she was also, she didn't know whether to laugh or cry, and that was the same fact as me. But now she's just emotional. She's not nervous anymore because we already did the audition now, but we're still all emotional, I think, because the whole night we were all crying and, sharing some family time and getting emotional. Mm-hmm. So that was our emotional night.
Well, and it's also got to help that she's just off stage there rooting you on, too. There's got to be some comfort for you there, too.
Well, yeah. Not only my mother, but also my father. My parents are just, they're so supportive, and I thank them for that, because without them, I wouldn't have been here.
Yeah, and I love that your dad's got the radio connection as well, too, right?
Yes, he does. He's also a musician, and he plays the keyboard, the piano, and the saxophone. So, yeah, I guess I really follow in his footsteps, and, he's my biggest inspiration.
Yeah, absolutely. So when you're up there singing, we see you looking out at the crowd, but what are you actually looking at? What's going through your head? Are you looking at the judges? Does that just make it scarier? What do you remember about that moment?
Well, I mean, really, I just remember looking out at the crowd, looking at the judges, because, they're all amazing people, and the crowd was so energizing, and so they were just, that auditorium was filled with amazing people. And I mean, the support of the crowd was just amazing, and I think that's what was going through my head. I mean, everybody loves me. I'm like, I felt so so grateful and, you know, happy that all these people were, you know, were supporting me.
Yeah. So tell me what does music mean to you? Because, you know, we all know music is a very powerful thing, but what does it mean to you?
Music, to me, it's my biggest passion. And when I sing and I see people smile, it makes my heart smile. So, you know, it's just one of, it gets me through all these hard times. I mean, especially now with the pandemic, it relaxes me. It really calms me.
Mm-hmm. Where do you go from here? You had your big first song. I mean, how do you beat that? How do you take it to the next level in the competition?
Well, as some of you might know, that I am going to the live shows, and mm-hmm. you know, I hope to make even more of an effort next time, and you know, hopefully share another wonderful moment in my AGT journey.
Do you have any other songs in mind? Can you give us a spoiler at all?
Well, not yet, but what I can say is there's more to come, and stay tuned, everybody.
You've got some good entertainment training. You know how to tease the crowd. I like that. I like that. finally, though, like, where do you see where do you see yourself 5 years from now? You're going to be a teenager, which is, you know, that's crazy. But whether you win the show or not, are you going to be writing songs, performing covers? Like, make a prediction for me in 5 years from now.
Well, you know, a lot can happen in 5 years, and little can happen as well. But mm-hmm. my dream, actually, in 5 years is, you know, to hopefully, you know, grow my supporters and grow a lot of records and make sell records and make albums and, you know, hopefully perform at the Super Bowl one day, but that's way after 5 years probably. But that's my prediction or my dream for the future. Even if I don't become, you know, even if I don't have a lot of fame, I'll always love music in everywhere. I love it.
I think you're going to have a lot of fame right now, okay? Let me be... I'll make that prediction. finally, I have to know. I know that it was Sophia who gave you the buzzer, but do you have a favorite AGT judge?
Well, really, I don't have an AGT favorite judge because I think all the judges are amazing equally, and I'm not saying this because, I mean, people are listening to me, but I actually think that's my opinion. I mean, I love all four of them. I love Terry Crews, Heidi, Howie, Simon, and Sophia. I love them. I love them all. I love them equally.
And you gave the right answer for that one, too. Jeez, you're perfect, isn't it? All right. Well, we are going to be watching America's Got Talent. It airs Tuesday at 8 p.m. on City TV for our Canadian friends, and of course on NBC for our American listeners. Roberta Battaglia, the Canadian all-star who's going to kick butt on AGT. Am I allowed to say that, Roberta? Is that okay?
That's you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck in the competition.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. It was so nice talking to you.